Do you ever let it sit and get kind of thick? And
yeah, we get the cream on first, and then make our butter.
Uh-huh.
And then if we wanted, we had to, see, we didn't know what ice was and what the refrigerator was back then. And we would fix us a gallon or 2 quarts and toss the rope on it, lay it down the bottom of a well, because we had wells, you see, we drilled up. And lay it down, and we had good cool milk all the time.
So you made your own butter. Did you ever make cheese?
No, we didn't make cheese, but we made, had plenty of butter.
What would you call the milk that kind of thickened?
Well, then we'd let it sour and churn it, and call that buttermilk.
Okay. That was a liquid,
that's where you got your cream off your milk, and then you let your milk clap, let it sour, and just sit down and sour. And then you churn it. Okay, blend it good, but.
So what you churn would be the clabber?
Yeah.
Churn it, and then you get butter and buttermilk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you just go to sour. Well, it did sour in there. Well, not let it too get too sour, then you couldn't drink the milk.
Okay. What did you milk into?
We had buckets. We had a bucket and a stool. Two stools. One sets bucket on, one you sit down on before you could do this.
Did you, what was the buckets made out of?
Tin.
Did you have any wooden ones?
We didn't milk it, they were too heavy. Mostly always, our churns would be wooden, you know. But buckets was, or you mostly used tin buckets because they're light.
How about to get water?
We used a galvanized bucket to draw water.
Okay. Did you have to talk to the cows when you milked them? How would you get them to stay still?
Feed them.
While you were milking them, they would eat.
Yeah, they're standing right there.
Didn't have anything you'd say to them to calm them down?
No,
they'll
be still. No, they'll calm.
Didn't have to tie them up or anything?
Just feed them.
Okay. And how about, you have a barn?
Sure.
Did you milk the cows there?
That's where we milked the cows at the barn. They had the barn. So you had a lot, you had what we called a lot of fence around your barn, you know.
And
we kept them in there.
Okay. Do you ever have any place out in the field where you pin them up to milk them, or?
No. When we bring them in, we bring them up to the shed, you see, to milk them.
Okay. Where would they graze?
You'd have a pasture for
them. Fenced in?
Grass on to you. Then have dry feed in the stall for them.
Okay. Did you have a place up in the top of the barn you could store?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Loft.
Okay. How about for corn? Did you have a place to store that?
Yeah, it was in the, it would be staples on one side of the barn, and on the other side, where you put your corn barn.
But that was inside the barn. Okay.
Good morning.
Good
morning. How you doing this morning?
Very good, you.
Okay. Did you have some hogs too?
Sure.
Where'd you keep them?
In the pasture. We had a pasture for them. The cows and the hogs mostly stayed in the same pasture. Have a big place, you know, that's sown grass, and you mostly kept them the same.
Okay. Did you have a